New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Segment two, as always, sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
Beck's.
You did not see Sonny Beck at West Lafayette, though.
No, but I got a lot of Beck's gear. I mean, that's one thing I got. People notice it too. Like, you always got Beck's gear on, Sip. I have that sweatshirt.
Like, yeah? What about it?
I have that sweatshirt. Your wife, Elizabeth, gave me a compliment on my Beck's hat a couple Saturdays ago. She said, no, it was at the party. Probably. It was at the ticket party, okay. I think.
Yeah.
She said, I like that hat. It looks good on you. Does that make you jealous?
No. Yep. Wife's caused me jealousy for Sip.
Wow. It got real in here. Hey, so what is your topic here of the
Well,
day?
I wanted to ask, do you think we are in store for more major upsets? What were you laughing about?
I just thought of it. What I just said was funny, but go ahead.
Major upsets the rest of the year in college football. We talked about this past weekend. Number one went down.
Yes, it did.
Tennessee went down. USC went down.
Yes, it did. It did. It did.
A lot of teams
bizarre,
lost.
Yeah.
You know, is this the year where number one goes down several times? Mm. Georgia already went down this year.
Mm-hmm.
So you've had some teams lose.
Will Texas lose? I mean, will they lose this week? They play Oklahoma.
That's possible.
All right. Go ahead.
So on this note, yesterday at the press conference, Matt Rhule. Now this audio is a little weird, so hear us out on this. But he was talking about NIL and the transfer portal and how that's affecting things in college football.
He had a great quote.
So Matt Rhule was talking basically about this. Mm-hmm. About it could there be more upsets this year in college ball? Here's Matt Rhule on NIL and the portal affecting how things are going mm-hmm. in college football.
Looking at the schedule before the season and saying what games are easy and what games are hard is not true, and it's not the way of college football anymore. Everyone's got to get that in. Like how many teams lost to teams that you would have never thought Alabama would ever lose to Vandy? You never would have thought maybe USC would lose to Minnesota. The portal, transfers, and it's changed all of it. That's why there's no undefeated NFL teams, right? So, you know, it used to be that a player would say, man, I got offered from, you know, whomever, Ohio State. I'm going there, you know. But now he might get offered, I might get offered from Blue Mountain State, let's just say. And that's the top school in the country. And they're offering, hey, we'll give you, you know, X amount of money. And another school that's two pegs lower on the pecking order of recruiting will say, hey, we'll give you three times that. Mm-hmm. Because for this guy, he's their 15th best recruit. But for them, they're like, well, we can't get those guys. We'll just get him. So now that kid's like, do I go there for 50 grand or do I go there for 250? So all of a sudden that second. So why were the great teams of the 90s and 2000s, 2010s, why were they so dominant? They stacked up all the talent. And when guys got hurt, the next guy came in was also a Parade All-American. Now the Parade All-Americans are all spreading out a little bit more.
Mm.
So it's just different. So the days of, you know, they're just different now. So I think just Indiana is a tremendous example of that. It's a completely different roster this year than it was next year. You know, you guys got stuck with me. Like I said, I didn't get to bring anybody with me. You know, I love Bryant, but he can't play. You know, they didn't let me bring McCaffrey. They didn't let me bring Brian Burns. So, you know, just we came in here and we just been building with the guys that were here and trying to recruit. Just
okay.
Now, isn't that interesting?
Yes,
sorry about
is.
That sound in the back. It was, but the gist of the message was was, I think, good for Nebraska. Talent spread out. It's not, I think it's good for you, Jake, because you have expressed concerns for years about talent being so focused at places like Alabama and Georgia.
It just feels like the title game is always inevitable. It's between four teams.
Georgia. Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama.
It was Clemson for a while. Clemson. Then it was, Oklahoma was up there for a while.
Right.
Maybe that fourth team changes, but Georgia, right. Alabama.
No, I know.
And Ohio State consistently there. 100. Michigan, of course, recently. But
yeah, someone else might cycle in there occasionally is what you're talking about. That's true. Now, it's still that way to an extent, but I think Vandy beating Alabama shows that that rule is probably right, that that conversation is changing now. That Alabama is just so dominant that a team like Vandy can't beat, or a team like, let's just say it. Alabama is so dominant that a team like Nebraska can't hang with it. I think...
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to. At work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
We're a couple, 3-4 years away from that really becoming the look becoming much different. Where, Nebraska can hang with Alabama. Team X can hang with Georgia because talent is getting spread out. It's going to continue to get spread out because now you have this competitive marketplace for players, for talent. And you can go steal a guy that might ordinarily went to Alabama. Instead, you can maybe just pay him $300,000 where Alabama might not be willing to do that.
So I think you go back to, and maybe we were naive on this, but when we talked about the first part of NIL, we thought, what's it going to change? It's going to make the best teams better.
Yeah, not necessarily.
That, our thought was that. We said, it's going to make Bama, we'll be better. But so far, again, Bama's still very good, but lost to Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. So maybe we were wrong on that original assessment about about the best teams just getting better because, as Rule said, they could just stockpile talent back in the day.
Back then, now it won't be as easy. That's what he's saying.
Guys move on. Right. Go for a place they can get more money and play at.
Right. It won't be as easy to stockpile. And to your question on the rundown, are we in store for more major upsets the rest of the year in college football? Yeah, I absolutely think so because – I mean, as I watched Miami-Cal, and I did watch it to 35-10, and I thought Cal was going to win, so I went to sleep. And I don't see a huge – you're not seeing a huge disparity in talent in these teams. And one of the coaches – I don't need to mention his name. One of the head coaches of one of the Power Four schools texted me a few weeks ago and said, look, 15 – if you're ranked 15 to 45 to 50, it's pretty much even. Mm. And I would say you could almost creep a little bit more towards the top and say maybe it's even like 8 to 9 to 50.
Well, we again right now, like the top 10 features Penn State at 4.
Yeah.
That's a fraudulent 4 to me. Now they have not lost.
Right.
But they UCLA stinks.
Right.
Okay. That was a tight game for a while.
Well, in
27-11.
Here's the beauty, Jake. You know what? USC's not ranked. They play Penn State on Saturday.
And they might beat them.
I'll be interested.
It's in California.
Right.
It's a home game for USC.
Right. Now Penn State's got those, the problem for USC will be this. Penn State's got those two really good running backs and are physical. And USC has trouble with that. But anyway, I don't want to break down that game fully.
And Miami is at 6. You just mentioned the last 2 weeks, they probably should have lost.
Right.
They should have lost to Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
I think they did lose, or they gave them a win.
Right.
And then they're down 35-10 at Cal. They come back and win 39-38. Kudos to them for the comeback. But you're down 25 points in the second half. I don't trust them.
Put it all together.
I don't trust them.
Put it all together. Virginia Tech essentially beat Miami in Miami.
Yes.
Vandy beat Virginia Tech. Right? If I'm not mistaken,
in the first game of the season.
So Vandy, I mean, we got to kind of quit saying Vandy's so bad. I mean,
they just proved that's not the case by beating Alabama.
Right.
We can't say that anymore.
So that kind of backs what Rule's saying. Look at Vandy's kind of elevated a bit. And, in the Big Ten, it's pretty even besides Purdue. I mean, I'm not suggesting that Ohio State's not the king by seemingly a pretty long way, although we'll find out a little bit this weekend when they play Oregon.
Yes.
But even in the Big Ten, it's pretty, the parity's pretty strong, wouldn't you say?
I would say yes.
If Nebraska played Oregon on a neutral field right now, Oregon we think is the second best team in the league, I think it's a game. I'm not going into that game.
Nebraska could push Ohio State in Columbus.
I'm not ready to say that.
I didn't say beat them. I said push.
I don't even know if I'm ready to say
that. Scott Frost's first year, they pushed them.
They did. I hope you're right.
A team well under 500 at that point.
Ohio State's a scary animal right now. But I don't say that about any other Big Ten team. I mean, at Penn State, Nebraska on a neutral, hell.
I'm not scared of them.
No.
Bring it on,
Drew Aller. Oh, no, that's a great matchup. It'd be a great matchup because Penn State's not great on the perimeter. They don't throw the ball downfield that well. And what's Nebraska really do? They can stop the run. Those running backs for Penn State would be tested big time. So, yeah, I mean, it's – and then Bill mentioned yesterday the Big 12.
Oh.
What's the bottom and the top of the Big 12?
That's just a deep league.
Right, it's really deep. I mean, if Kansas is the worst team in the league and Texas Tech is the best right now, what if they play?
It'd be a good game.
Toss up. Yeah.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills. He's not here, so it's Bugaboo Tuesday for us.
So let's talk about what bothers you.
Sips, tips, or Jake's takes
what
next
bothers
on
you?
Early Break and the Ticket and Song of the Day.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.